sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of today here on this Monday, June 30th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Officer Rick says that the director of the Michigan State Police, this Grady individual, is basically like the police chief. The Trooper Association are the union members, the police troopers, said that troopers are jumping ship and going to local police departments and sheriff's departments. It's pretty bad, according to the troopers and former troopers that he has spoken to. Well, the governor is standing behind her man. Meanwhile, the House Oversight Committee completed its private depositions on Friday with several Michigan State Police officials regarding Grady's conduct. Chair of the House Oversight Committee, Jay DeBoyer, said it's pretty disappointing to hear some who believe this investigation has anything to do with Director Grady being black, being an African American. While appearing on Off the Record with Little Timmy Skubik, DeBoyer was asked if it was true that some were out to get Grady, to which DeBoyer quickly responded, said, "Absolutely not. If that was true, you're trying to tell me that 98% of the rank-and-file members, command and troopers of the state of Michigan who voted for no confidence are entirely based on racial motivations. That's frankly offensive. We're doing the job we're supposed to do. We're oversight. And we have an obligation to look into this." DeBoyer indicates that he's trying to substantiate what came from the troopers' vote of no confidence one way or the other. Now, here's the problem. And Officer Rick is absolutely correct. And I've heard this from Brett Gooding. I've heard this from many others. Morale for the Michigan State Police is down. And like he said, many are going to local police departments and even sheriff's departments. They love law enforcement, they love serving the communities, but they don't want to stay on under this director. Well, the director is scheduled to come and be in front of the House Oversight Committee, as well as the House Michigan State Police Appropriations Subcommittee at 9 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday. DeBoyer was asked what his first question might be. Well, he said he hadn't given it much thought, but offered, tell us why 98% of the rank-and-file members of the Michigan State Troopers Association voted for no confidence against you. Correct us, inform us. Tell us why that's not an accurate reflection of you as the director. Or perhaps, what have you done and what hasn't happened to cause this vote of no confidence? Explain that to us, said DeBoyer. So tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, they'll have the committee hearings, and then the stories will come. We'll bring it all to you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number three. Again, following more things, Michigan news, Michigan politics. Well, last year, the House Republicans held up Democratic bills from the minority as a show of strength from the minority. Yesterday's floor action appears to be what goes around comes around. With a handful of Republicans reluctant to support legislation that fines drivers up to $250 for blowing through a school bus flashing yellow lights, the Democrats united against the bill. Brad Paquette, Republican from Niles, House Bill 4214, to basically hold up this Republican bill for at least one session. The Democrats' move also comes about a month after House Speaker Matt Hall told the minority leader Rajiv Puri of Canton on stage at the Mackinac Policy Conference that he didn't need him. Hall flat out said, "I don't need you," during a fiery quadrant panel that took place Mackinac Island on May 29th. While nobody in the caucus confirmed the strategy on the record, but there was an audible glee that came out of the Democrat side of the aisle when the Paquette bill went down 52-51. One of the Republican no votes was State Representative Phil Green of Millington, who said he had issues with the practicality and the functionality of the bill, having formerly been licensed to drive a school bus. He said he wasn't comfortable with the modus operandi presented with the likelihood that the Democrats were exhibiting some show of strength. Green said, if somebody voted no simply because it was a Republican bill, that's a pretty lame way of carrying out their responsibilities. Well, one of the Democrats who actually voted yes on House Bill 4214 in committee voted no on the floor was State Representative Joey Andrews of St. Joseph. Andrews said he changed his vote because simply there wasn't time to review the substitute which was adopted, which it makes it very hard for anybody to vote for the bill now. Well, the House 3 substitute for the bill would fine a driver $250 for passing a school bus with flashing yellow lights, $500 for passing a school bus with flashing red lights, whereas the bill originally fined $500 for both. The previous substitute fined drivers up to $500 for passing a school bus with flashing red or yellow lights. Folks, I'm going to stop right now. I got to say something. Part-time legislature. Here it is, the last day of the month of June. This Friday is the 4th of July. We are seriously going to argue over a substitute that would increase a fine by $250 from $250 to $500 because the lights are red versus yellow. You got to be kidding me. And you're going to allow Democrats and some Republicans to vote, causing this bill to go down simply because it's sponsored by a Republican. I mean, what is the purpose of the bill? The purpose of the bill is to protect school children getting on or getting off a school bus. This has to be a political thing, really? You know what? I find all you state representatives in Lansing derelict in your duties, all of you. This shouldn't be a partisan issue. And if it really is a problem, school bus drivers are reporting that people are passing them while they still have their lights flashing. and perhaps the school bus driver isn't able to get the license plate or even a description of the vehicle. Everybody has cell phones. School bus drivers have them. Call 911. A red pickup just passed me while I still had my lights on. It's heading westbound on M88 or wherever you're at. No, but they can't do this. This is just insanity. Well, the Democrat Andrews said he thinks if the bill is reconsidered in the future, after more time is given for members to read the substitute, then it would be something he would possibly support. Okay, first of all, how many pages is this amendment? Because the way MERS News Service wrote this story, it was one sentence. House 3 substitute for House Bill 4214 would fine a driver $250 if yellow lights were flashing, $500 if it was flashing red lights. Yellow, of course, is when they're getting ready to come to a stop, just like a traffic light. Then once they do come to a complete stop, the bus driver changes it from yellow to red, meaning stop. This is just insanity, absolute insanity. We need to go back to part-time legislature. This wouldn't even be up right now. They wouldn't even be in Lansing if we had part-time legislature. Now, one story that came out of Friday's Supreme Court decision is very interesting. The United States Supreme Court on Friday limited federal judges' ability to temporarily pause President Donald Trump's executive orders, a major victory that Trump said would make everyone very proud of the Supreme Court. However, it also means that the preliminary injunction, which halted Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship, is limited to the specific parties involved in lawsuits, including Michigan, whose Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel was part of the legal challenges to that executive order. This unprecedented decision doesn't make Donald Trump's executive order limiting birthright citizenship lawful, said Attorney General Dana Nessel. It simply allows it to stand in states either unwilling or unafraid to challenge it, inviting the president and future ones to ignore constitutional limits. The idea that our rights now depend on where we live is unconscionable, she added. The Constitution is not a regional document, and it should never be subject to the whims of any political party or administration. A baby born in Ohio or Indiana should be entitled to the same birthright citizenship as a baby born in Michigan or Illinois. Here's the problem. If you look at the original intent of the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments, which took place after the Civil War, birthright citizenship protected the birthrights of babies born previously to slaves. That's what it was all about. However, the far left have meant and have argued and fought for illegal immigrants coming to America and giving birth to their children. They're not even supposed to be here. They're here illegally. Anything they do in this country is being done illegally, including women giving birth to children. One of the arguments that Donald Trump and his legal team argued was a perfect example, was diplomats. Diplomats of foreign countries. They come and they're going to have a meeting. We're going to have a meeting, whether it's the World Health Organization, whether it's NATO, it doesn't matter what entity organization is having it. Any foreign ambassador or diplomat who comes to America and is doing their job pursuant to them being a diplomat or a member of NATO or whatever, diplomat, ambassador, it doesn't matter. If their wives come and deliver a baby here in the United States while they're on that trip, the baby does not have U.S. birthright citizenship. So it's very simple. Undocumented immigrants, somebody who's here illegally, does not have those rights. And Donald Trump said, as president, I'm going to put a stop to it. Well, in the 6-3 opinion along ideological lines, the court held that universal injunctions exceed the court's authority granted by Congress and the U.S. Constitution. Well, the court did not, however, address whether Trump's executive order violated the Constitution because the government's applications for the appeal did not address specifically that question. The ruling means that extending citizenship to U.S.-born children of undocumented immigrants ends in the 28 states. It did not challenge the measure. 22 states had challenged it, not all 50. However, the majority opinion delivered by Justice Amy Coney Barrett offered an alternative path to challenging Trump's executive-wide nationwide class action lawsuits. That was the alternative option delivered by the Chief Justice, the Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who wrote the opinion. Well, Trump said in a press conference, this is really a decision based on common sense. For example, drug cartels are using birthright citizenship to get bad people into the country and then have their children born here as U.S. citizens. Well, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote a blistering dissent saying she cannot be complicit in a grave attack on the system of law. She said that the majority of these constitutional executive orders are completely ignoring the real intent of the Constitution. Sotomayor contended that the Trump administration did not ask for a complete block of the lower court orders. This is nothing more than gamesmanship. And the government is complicit. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.